Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and you are so, so fine because these are all adjectives used to describe you. You are one incredible, very, very special person who is so uplifting, nurturing, giving, and supportive of the people in your environment that I have to take time out at the beginning of each show to let you know that you are a godsend to everyone. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Without you doing what you do, so many people would not have joy in their lives. So continue to make God look great. And when I say make God look great, recognize that you are representing God in your environment. You are His very own ambassador. And by making God look great, some people will never know any presence of God except for the blessings that you give to them, because God works through people and you truly are a blessing to those around you. So continue to do those things to uplift people and God will continue to bless you. And speaking of blessings, we are getting ready for one of the best holidays of the year, Thanksgiving. This is a time when we celebrate all the things that we're grateful for and things that we're happy about, and taking time out to reflect on what is good in our lives. And Thanksgiving really shouldn't be one day of the year. It should be every day of the year. But, you know, this is somehow a tradition where we do it on one special day where it's extra, extra special. So with that in mind, I wanted to get you to start thinking about having a grateful heart, mind, body, and spirit, not just one day of the year, but 365 days of the year. And to help me do that, I have our very own mentor, motivational speaker, mother to the show, along with Mama Day, Mrs. Deborah M. Crawford. Deborah M. Crawford is a mother, grandmother, godmother, sister, cousin, friend, designer of wellness programs for women, empowerment specialist, spiritual coach, inspirational speaker, missionary, mentor, devout humanitarian, author, and columnist. Lady Deborah, as she's affectionately referred to by those who know and love her, is also the creator of Sister Power, a spiritual arc designed specifically to expand the spiritual growth of all those seeking to ascend to new heights of excellence in all areas of their lives, from the bedroom to the boardroom and all points in between. Ms. Crawford has a BS degree from St. Joseph's College in Brooklyn, New York, where she has majored in community health. She loves to cook, and she's getting ready to brew up a feast for her beloved children and family, and has recently begun to make jewelry for both the hands and feet. And later on in the show, we're going to go into how you can get more in contact with her. But right now, get ready as Deborah and I speak to you about being grateful. How are you doing, Lady Deborah?
I am doing wonderfully, Charmaine. I made it in here just in time for today's show without doing some last-minute shopping that, you know, will help to complete my Thanksgiving dinner for tomorrow, because usually I start cooking the day before, sometimes 2 days before, and, you know, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your holiday festivities to speak to us about being grateful.
Well, it's my pleasure, as always, Lady Charmaine, to be here with you and the listening audience. And, you know, I deem it, you know, an honor.
We appreciate that. Well, let me just begin our talk by speaking about the Word of God and what God has to say about being grateful. If you look in your Bibles into Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 through 30, at the time Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So there's a couple of things in here I wanted to point out in terms of how you should be going this point forward. First of all, Jesus said that he hid who he was and that the Father God hid who Jesus was and who he was from adults and revealed it to children. And later in the Bible, Jesus also tells people that the kingdom of God will be inherited by children. And then to inherit the kingdom of God, you need to have childlike faith and be like little children. So first, when you're being grateful, you need to have the grateful heart of a child. And when you think about it, a child is very, very grateful. Give a child a piece of string and a child will be happy all day long.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely. I have four grandchildren here, and oh, my God, you know, they generally discard the Christmas toys a couple of days after Christmas, and it's incredible. They find the most incredible things around the house to play with that catches their attention and their imagination.
That's true, and they take it to a different level. I was with my niece, Soraya, the other day, and she was just singing her song and just dancing, you know, with clapping her hands when she was performing in front of an audience. And she was like, "Princess Soraya, Princess Soraya." And I said, her auntie is not going to sit here and not get down with her. I started saying, "Go, Princess Soraya, go, Princess Soraya." And we were bugging out in the middle of the floor, and everybody was looking at us like, "Lady Charmaine is just singing like she's a five-year-old." My husband said, "You're acting like you're 5 years old." I said, "The moment I start acting like I'm 5 years old, that's when you know I've lost the Holy Ghost."
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
So
it's the people who learn to have childlike faith, childlike gratefulness, and just to get down with children who are going to inherit the kingdom of God. And lastly, Jesus said in this scripture that I just read to you, come to me. First of all, he wants you to come to him at all times, not just on Thanksgiving with
That's
a grateful
right.
heart, but come to him all the time. All you are weary and burdened. And I think all of us have something we're weary and burdened about.
Well, you
and
know,
he will give you rest. Isn't that the truth?
And that is the truth. And I just had my three-year-old granddaughter come in here, and she said, "Grandma, I need to get dressed." So, I mean, can she say happy Thanksgiving to everyone? Say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, precious. What's your name?
Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. Happy Thanksgiving, Kayla.
Say thank you and same to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Praise God. See, we had to have a child speak to us.
Absolutely. And she came in at the right time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful, wonderful life if we all look at it like that. And, you know, there are wonderful things all around us. And all we have to do is watch children, and we can find the joy in life because they show it. They show it to us. You know, so we have to decide that we want joy, that we want to be grateful for the things that we have in our lives, you know, that we realize how rich we really are. Because, you know, at one point in life, people were extremely poor. They were extremely miserable. They went through all kinds of suffering. And today, many of us are blessed not to have to endure and go through some of the things that our ancestors have gone through. So for that in itself, that's a blessing. You know, I feel blessed
Amen.
Every day, and I am thankful, and I always give thanks every day. You know, and I tell God how grateful I am because, you know, although God knows my heart, I need to be able to say that to God myself, and I do.
Amen. And when we come to God with a humble heart like he asks us to, and being gentle with others and with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we can receive the blessing that Jesus has in store for us. And so as we go into the festivities today, and let this be the beginning of the rest of our lives, as we have a gentle and humble heart, and we will find rest, Jesus promises, for our hearts and our souls. And you could take comfort in that. Now, one of the beautiful things that we have planned for you today is that Lady Deborah has 10 special points on how you can have a grateful heart along with the information I gave you. And, Deborah, can you go into that, please?
Well, I think as I look over my notes here, one of the top tips for developing a grateful heart is to realize what a blessing it is to live in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people are probably saying, well, you know, stuff always going on around me and in my life and blah, blah. But you know what? Living peacefully is as simple as removing ourselves from the chaos and confusion of other people, of
mm-hmm.
other situations, or shall I say situations that are not conducive to our state of minds. We have to develop a peaceful state of mind. And like I always say to people, heaven on earth is first a state of mind that evolves into a state of being, then it becomes an absolute way of life. That mm-hmm. is the most incredible way to live. No matter where you go, we take heaven on earth with us when we live with a peaceful mind and a peaceful heart.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Another point that I think is important is that we have to open our eyes to see the good things in life. There's so many bad things going on around us sometimes, and there's so many bad things happening to people in general that it's often hard to see anything else, but we have to make a concerted effort every day to see the good things in life and let those good things take precedence over the bad things. You know, when we become all wrapped up in all the bad stuff, that tugs on our spirit. That causes us to be in a dark place, in a place that doesn't feel good, a place we don't want to be in. So we have to practice daily doing the things that are essential to keep our minds and our spirits healthy and making sure that we see the good things in addition to the bad things is one way to do that. I mean, and I find that when I look at all the good things in my life, God must say, oh, there she go again, because all day long, one of the things I do is I just say, thank you, God, for my grandchildren. Thank you. We went to my 7-year-old granddaughter's parent conference this morning at 11 o'clock, and my daughter and I met with her teacher, and she's doing phenomenally well in school. And, I mean, just the teacher says she's an absolute pleasure to be, you know, to have her in her class. And, you know, I was like, I had to give thanks for that because I'm like, wow, that's wonderful. Thank you. It also sends a message to me that the sacrifice I make to be here, because I could be off doing other things with my life, but I made a concerted effort to be a part of my grandchildren's life so that I can help them to become the best people that they can, to give them the strongest foundation for building a better life for themselves. So, you know, my 11-year-old granddaughter, last week she brought home her report card. She's in middle school now. She's on the honor roll. You know, she's an honor student. I mean, she's doing phenomenally well. So the fact that I'm here and that I'm helping to make a difference that I see every day, I'm very grateful about that, because it'd be one thing to sacrifice to try and help your family and nobody's prospering, nobody's, you know, nothing's working. That would be a very depressing thing. But I can see clearly that my being here is making a real difference in the quality of life for not just my grandchildren, but for the whole family. So, I mean, we have to look for things that to be grateful for. You know, I'm grateful that I have a roof on my. It's cold here in the Pocono Mountains. It was raining most of the day. I think it's just stopped. I'm thankful that we have heat, that we have a roof to shelter us from the elements, that we have clothes to wear, that, you know, even though we may not always have all the money we'd like to have to do other things, we have all of the necessities of life. We may not have everything we want, but we have absolutely everything we need. And I give thanks to God for that, because, it, you know, it could be different. You know, I could, we can
speak into that. Mm-hmm. One day I woke up recently, mm-hmm. in the last 3 weeks,
right.
and the apartment below us had caught on fire. My neighbor totally lost everything. Totally blacked out. The building was evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke came up into my apartment, and we could have lost everything. And, you know, by God's grace, being grateful for God's grace, knowing that you don't have to wake up. You don't have to have everything. You know, it's just that we're protected in His, by His agape love, by His grace, His favor,
yes.
His mercy.
Yes. Yes.
And, I don't want people to just slide over at this point. When Deborah says it makes a difference, your presence makes a difference. You know, sometimes you wonder, why are people still okay? Maybe
mm-hmm.
because you're in the building. The building didn't go up.
Right.
Totally
right.
in flames.
Right. Right.
Your presence in a community can save a community. And, you know, people realize that not only are you impacting your family, you're impacting your neighborhood, and people are better. I can honestly say I know the listeners of Taboo Talk are leaders in their communities, and people are richer for you. You know, every time I get on the air, I say, thank you for doing you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't hear it, but it's so true.
Right.
People are richer. And I think that to Deborah's point, you know, she can see directly the impact she's having. And I hope that the listeners can, too, see the impact you're having on your community and your family, because you're having such a huge impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And another point, I think, sometimes we can lose track. We could be in the middle of so much chaos or all of a sudden things start to go wrong. If people would maintain what I call a good things journal, you know,
mm-hmm.
when all the bad things start happening, and they will, we will go through these trials and tribulations throughout the course of our lives. But that good things journal can bring us back to remembering just how much we really do have to be thankful for.
I think that's so poignant. People, write down your thoughts and the blessings that you have received. Can you imagine if you had wrote down everything that God blessed you with in 2010 and you took time out to look at it now?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know I keep a journal and I look at it, and I look at what God has delivered me from. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
You know, you start shaking in your knees when you start thinking about it. And then
right.
you look at 2011, all the things. You know, even if you don't write down what you've been through, write about your community. Look at all the things God has delivered you from in your community, things that you walked past and didn't happen to you. I mean, people, when Deborah gives us these jewels, please, these are tools, these are resources. This is information that companies pay her thousands of dollars for. She's given it to us so freely. So when she says write a blessing journal, please, this is something that you should quickly run out to your CVS store or Rite Aid or Walgreens and get yourself a journal and start writing. What? Get it now.
You know what I do? When I buy my journals, I go to like Staples or I go to Barnes and Noble and I look for the prettiest journal I can find. Because what I'm going to put in that book is treasure, is real gold. And I know that I can go back to it. And you know what? Often people buy things because of the cover. How it's packaged. Well, you know, when we make a decision that we deserve the best, that we deserve beautiful in our lives, that everything we purchase, everything we do is about adhering to that. So I always buy journals that, not just composition books or whatever, I buy journals that are beautifully designed. And it makes me feel good just to look at the cover of the journal. So when I open it up and read all the other good stuff, you know, it's just it's a done deal, as they say. It's a complete package.
And when it's beautiful, you can hand it down through your generations,
that's
and
right,
to your children.
That's right.
As a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I know I gave my mother a book, a very beautiful book, and I said, Mommy, can you please write down all the jewels of wisdom that you have so that I'll always have it from you,
yes,
you know, with to give to my family once you pass on. So, you know, your children want that from you. It's really
absolutely
valuable.
I have a trunk where I put all of my journals in. Because you know how later on, generations after I'm gone, they'll come in and they'll start, you know, going through stuff, and they'll find this trunk that's loaded with journals that have pure golden words of wisdom in them. And they will be able to enrich their lives by the wisdom I deposit in the journals that they can take and apply to their own lives as they grow forward as adults and members of the human family.
Amen. And one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, people sometimes think we're going to be around forever, and it's not the case. You know, I always try and visit my elders and gather words of wisdom. You know, one thing that's beautiful is that, you know, we have camera phones and we have video cameras now where we could easily tape our relatives talking about their history and where we come from and who we are. And, you know, get that tape, that footage now.
That's right.
You'll be so grateful. I'm grateful I did that with all my grandparents because most of them are gone now, and that's all I have.
Right. Well, one of the men who are part of my ministry, he's going to videotape me doing some of my inspirational and empowering tips for living, loving, learning, and laughing, and letting go, and all of that. And he's going to start a YouTube page for me. So that anyone who wants to go, and they'll be able to see me, they'll be able to hear me, and I'll be able to reach them in a whole new way. So, you know, whatever we can do to bring all of our wisdom into a place where people can discover it, that, you know, that makes it fun in itself. And, you know, one of the points I think is important for us to touch on before we conclude today, because I see, boy, the half hour has gone so quickly, as always.
Yes, I was just about to say we're running out of time.
Yeah, focus on giving. Sometimes people are so busy trying to get that they don't realize that the blessing comes through giving. The more we give, now it doesn't mean that we give, you know, to the point of being ridiculous or point of being used and abused, but when we give genuinely from our heart, my being here with my family, I'm giving genuinely from my heart. When I give people, you know, money or other things, I'm giving from my heart, you know. And so that all, you know, the blessings just come at me as I continue to give, and I enjoy giving. You know, I like receiving as well, but because that gives other people an opportunity to earn their blessings too. So, you know, it works both ways, but we have to focus on giving and give with a grateful heart. You know, and we have to, another point, decide to be a grateful person. We have to make a decision. You have to put that into practice. Don't just listen to these points and then go on about your day. You have to begin to implement these strategic pointers, or PowerPoints, as I like to call them, into your own life. And the more you practice them, the more they will become a part of who you are.
Now, Deborah, how many points did we get through today?
I think we got through 1, 2, 3. I think the only point that I didn't hit on was realize what a healthy and prosperous life you have. And that goes back to number one point, realize how rich you are, you know, and healthy and prosperous, you know, doesn't necessarily mean things and money, you know. Good health, that's prosperity.
Amen.
You know, love and happiness and joy, that's prosperity. Peace, that's prosperity. So I think with that, we've hit on all 10 of the points.
Okay. Well, to Deborah's point, let me tell you something. Imagine what your life would be like if you didn't have peace of mind, if you didn't have the ability to get up and move freely about, if you couldn't do what you like to do, if you were in so much pain that the simple things gave you agony. You know, good health and peace of mind is a priceless, priceless gift from God. So never take it for granted. And with that, Deborah, I wanted to say thank you for your beautiful points on being a grateful person. And if someone wanted to reach you, what's the best way to do so?
Well, before I give them that information, I'd like to wish everyone an extremely happy, healthy, and yummy Thanksgiving. And for those of you who might want to connect to me, you can do so through Facebook. My name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Cofer, C-O-F-E-R. And if you look me up on Facebook, I'm there. You'll be able to communicate with me. I also have an email address. It's drgodmdphd@aol.com.
Okay. Well, listen to our Taboo Talk. First of all, let me say thank you to our special guest, Dr. Deborah Cofer, for appearing. We appreciate you. To the listener, I want to wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving, surrounded by your friends, family, and loved ones, where you feel the love coming from them and that you get to enjoy every single moment. And treasure this, because you deserve this and more. Remember, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring Deborah Cofer, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, please go to my website, www.ladycharmainedaycom. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out on how to join my Facebook fan page, visit my YouTube channel, and also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. This ministry, which is an online ministry through my Facebook fan page and my radio show and YouTube channel, thanks you for your continued contribution and support. And without you, there would be no me in ministry. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I wish you again a happy Thanksgiving. And remember, you are very special. Goodbye.
Thank you.